Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Philly Spring Training. We are live in Clearwater, Florida, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Later in the show today, Orion Kirkland will join us. I'm going to have to ask him about Hugh's first pitch. Maybe I'll show him the video of it and see what he thinks, because that was not great yesterday. We'll get to that. Brandon Grant press conference later for 12 today. We'll carry that in its entirety. BG has an announcement to make. And you know what, Hugh? Before we get back to the phones on all things Turner Schwarber, where people come down as they get on the record today, who should be the Phillies leadoff hitter? We finally got an Eagles move that looks exciting on the surface. Yesterday, the Eagles signed Azeez Ojulari.
Azeez!
The former Giant pass rusher. He was a second-round pick at one point. Now, he's had some injuries in the NFL, but Hugh, 22 sacks in 4 years in limited time. He can get to the quarterback. A Georgia kid, so you know, obviously he knows these guys that are here. Hugh, I like this move. 1 year, $4 million. To me, this is the kind of one of all of them so far. Like, if I had to guess the move they made that a year from now or 6 months from now, we're like, wow, they got him for that, it's Azeez Ojulari.
Always liked Azeez coming out of college. Went to Georgia, like you pointed out, was a young pass rusher. Didn't do a whole lot in New York, but it's pretty decent numbers. Pretty decent numbers.
20 sacks isn't bad
for
the games he played.
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, now he's going to come here and get an opportunity to play with some of the guys that he's very, very familiar with. And just get a chance to resurrect his career in a sense. You know, get with a good football team, get in a program that has shown that if you play well, you will be rewarded. So he'll probably be looking at that along with the other guys that the Eagles have signed in with these one-year deals, saying that, you know, if you play well, you will be rewarded.
So he's started 30 games in his career and has 22 sacks.
That's not bad.
He gets to the quarterback.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
And look, if they had signed him for a lot of money, then it'd be like, well, he really hasn't proven much yet. But for 1 year, $4 million, this is my favorite move they've made of the offseason so far. And I wouldn't be surprised if a year from now we're like, they got to re-sign him. Or how much is it going to cost to re-sign him?
Yeah, I think that's probably what he's hoping for. You know, going to a good organization, playing with some guys that he's familiar with, you know, playing in a system that he's somewhat familiar with. So, yeah, there's a chance for a bounce back here.
Yeah, I think to me it has the most upside. I know people are excited about A.J. Dillon and his upside if he can stay healthy. Kyle, to me, this is the one that caught my attention. Of all the moves they've made so far, I was like, all right, now I see it. Like, this guy could be something. He's only 24.
Yeah, I mean, another Georgia guy. But I'm a fan of the move. Elliott was kind of hitting towards it a lot.
Does this make him the inside of the year?
I mean, it's
a good point.
It's a huge point for
Elliott. That's
on the
lock.
Inside of your thing.
Yeah, he was, and Azeez is a name people have heard of, especially because he's in the division. But like, he hasn't done enough that he's a household name.
Yeah.
And for Elliott to be on that, do we know when insider of the year, like how long it goes until they've announced who it is?
I think they're awarding it this week, right?
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, tomorrow. Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, right
at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Well, oh, so Elliott got to have that. That got to be. Yeah. That got to be. He has to be an insider week, right?
Well, unless something else happens between now and then. I'm just saying. Yeah. I think this is a big. Yeah. It's a big move for the Eagles. It's a good move for the Eagles with the potential to be big, and it's big for Elliott for insider of the year.
To your point, it does feel like now they're starting to round off a good rotation of guys as pass rushers. Yeah. The Josh Uche is not like totally overly impressive, but like when you put them all together, it feels like they could be. Like a formidable group. Some of their parts, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how they were last year.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it, it's more like a pass rush by committee, and they played well together in the settings that they were put in.
Yep.
Yeah, you look at his numbers, it reminds me a little bit of Hassan Reddick's first 4 years. I know Reddick played off the – he was an inside linebacker, so it's not a perfect parallel, but their sacks are pretty similar their first 4 years. And then Reddick went to the Panthers, and he had a good year. Then he eventually came here after that. I think this kid could play. I like the move by the Eagles. Azeez Ojulari. And they also restructured Lane Johnson for what, like the 12th time?
Yeah.
Every year. Annual
tradition.
Lane's benefits tremendously from the restructure.
Yeah. Well, you know, it works for the Eagles because he never declines.
Right.
Like,
nah.
Just push that money in the future because he'll probably be really good 2 or 3 years from now. 215-592-9494. BG press conference coming up at noon. We're live at Phillies spring training. Who should be the Phillies leadoff hitter? Get on the record here, and you can react to the Azeez Ojulari move. The Eagles get themselves a pass rusher yesterday in free agency. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Is this Mr. Quinn? Mr. Quinn, who we haven't heard from, I guess it was, what, last week or 2 weeks ago? Mr. Quinn, what's up? Your son is really having himself a week here.
Hey, Mr. Quinn.
Hey, guys. I guess I should start off with an apology for my son, what he revealed on the show. We're all very embarrassed here at home. You know, it's a shame because we're proud of the kid, you know what I mean, getting a job in broadcasting. He went to school for this. He's lucky enough to get down to Clearwater. Station flies him down there. I mean, Gilio, Joe, you're great, but you're framing it like, you know, Kyle had an accident. You're making it sound like he deserves some sympathy, like he was in a car accident or something. Or he broke his hip. The kid peed the bed. That's something to be proud of.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose.
I'll talk to you when we get home, Kyle. You know what I mean? Kyle?
Oh, my God.
You know,
What?
I said I'll talk to you when we get home. Stop talking back. You embarrassed your mother and your whole family.
All right, fine. I don't even live there anymore, so.
Listen, what did we talk about when you first got the job, Kyle? Yeah, right? We spent a good hour on it. I said, don't be sharing personal information about the family on the radio. You don't shame your family. You're not dragging us through the mud.
Why is this shaming the family?
Kyle.
I'm the one that did it.
Kyle, you don't need to make it worse. Stop talking back to me. I said, we'll talk about this when we get home. You just don't need to reveal that kind of information on the radio.
All right.
I hate to tell you something, but it's not something we're proud of. You know what I mean? Not something we're proud of at all here.
Yeah, this feels like a lot.
Hey, you still have no remorse. You get no respect for the family name. You think it's fun? People coming up to me at work, wisecracking? It's all over the radio yesterday. Think I'm proud of that at work? Hey, Quinny, your son's doing a great job on the radio. He's number one, and it shows. Think that's funny?
It's a little funny, buddy,
laughing at you at the plant. Hey, I guess you went to school for yellow journalism. Is that what you learned in college?
Come on.
Your mother and I, we paid to send you all the way to the other side of the state, Indiana, Pennsylvania. We thought you were doing good out there. And this, right? Last night, guy yells at me, your son likes those Philly sheets. They're red sheets with pee on them.
Oh, my God.
That's a big laugh, Kyle. That's real funny. You're on restriction when you get home, all right?
Restriction.
I'm taking your wrestling guys and your army guys.
What are you, grounding me?
You're killing me. I got to take another Lisinopril. The blood pressure medicine. It's not good for me, Kyle.
Oh, you're going to be
fine.
Feed
the bed. Stop. You're a slop. It's a slop. All right? I told you not to. Talking back. Everybody knows now. Yeah, your mom's upset. Everybody knows you can't hold your liquor. You know, we got to throw the whole bet out. Christ, I might have to sell the house.
Like, oh, that feels like an overreaction.
Peed the bed. I'm selling the house. Stop. My drunk son peed the bed. You're an embarrassment. We can't even go to church in this neighborhood anymore. 30 years old, he pees the bed.
Fran, stop this. Hang up on him.
Oh, he's out.
Absurd.
Hugh tried to warn you not to tell the story.
Hey, man, it's like, listen, we're all inclusive, but some things you just can't share because
it's bad.
I understood what you were saying, but a lot of times we live in this microwave society where people don't get all prudent information that they need. And all the only thing I heard was, you know, grown man peeing in the bed.
Well, I feel mad because I didn't realize. I mean, you didn't think this through. At the plant, he's got to answer to his coworkers.
We have to stop taking his calls. I mean, it's getting out of control.
Well, the worst part for you, Dave,
I kind of like him.
You were here, so you couldn't really hang up.
I know.
And Fran put him on the air back in the studio.
Now I'm on restriction. I get home.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome.
Even though I don't live there.
Yeah, he didn't seem to care about that.
No, never does.
Call again, Mr. Quinn. I like Hugh. You think we should keep taking his calls?
I'm a fan.
Yeah, no, I think there's – it was a missing element to our show because, you know, Kyle can – I mean, Kyle talks back to everyone, but you got Mr. Quinn saying
– Yeah, he ain't got a whole lot to say with Mr. Quinn.
He doesn't take it well.
No, he doesn't take it well. I like that. Good call, Mr. Quinn. 215-592-9494. All right, let's head out to Tom, who's not any of our dads. He's up next on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Hugh, I got to give you props right away.
What I do?
And, why? Dude, the toilet seat thing, like, I got four boys that live with me, and that is a constant thing with my wife, with the toilet
seat. Yeah, don't put the toilet seat down? Yeah, you got to keep that thing down, man. Yeah,
I got four older men. They're living with me, and
they pee the bed?
It's a problem.
Do any of them wet the bed like Kyle?
Oh, well, listen. After I just heard that Kyle thing, like, goddamn, he got problems.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Shouldn't.
Yeah, well, one's gonna have to get dumped.
Yeah, of course. All right.
I knew it was Joe Conklin. God damn it. I know it.
That's twice.
Tom, appreciate you, buddy. We appreciate you. All right, Tom's got to get a deep breath there.
That's what happens when you get comfortable, man.
Well, everyone got comfortable.
Yeah, everybody
show.
Get comfortable. You know, that's how we do.
Tom was letting them fly, man.
Yeah. Well, he was. Back to back. Yeah. We can't have that. I blame Kyle for this.
Why?
Well, because if you didn't have your moment, then maybe your dad doesn't call, and maybe then Tom doesn't react to your dad. I mean, that's
he's emboldening people.
He is absolutely emboldening people. All right, get on the record. Who do you want to be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? I am shocked that we are at 80% Trey Turner.
Well, I mean, I did make a
let's not pretend this is because you're leading all the people.
It's like, you know, sometimes long talking is beneficial because I get a chance.
How come you always tell people not to long talk?
Well, because when they're telling stories, it's hard to pay attention. Well, because I try to keep it concise, clear, and concise.
You did a terrible job. Seats.
I did. I tried to make it relatable. And toilet seats are relatable to people, especially people that are in relationships.
If you use them.
Yeah. You know, you got to, you know, you put that toilet seat down. That's a good way to get your feelings hurt and cussed out, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Not putting down the toilet seat.
I want you to realize that people are not voting this way because of your.
I feel like it is.
No.
I feel like I'm a social media influencer.
No, they're not. They're voting this way.
I feel like an influencer.
They're an influencer.
Yeah, I feel like that. I don't know why. I've heard that word been thrown around a lot, and I just feel like it applies in this situation. It applies.
I don't think it does.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Here's what I think is going on. People have convinced themselves Turner's going to be the leadoff hitter, so they're now they're agreeing with it because they think it's going to happen. And I think, and Kyle said this in the first hour of the show, there's the idea of Trey Turner. He looks like a leadoff hitter. He should be a leadoff hitter.
He looks like a leadoff hitter.
He doesn't play like a leadoff hitter. You need to get on base to be a leadoff hitter. You need to get on base at a high level to be the Phillies leadoff hitter. And Trey has not done that in his 2 years of Philadelphia Phillies, at least not consistently. I mean, Hugh, you always bring it up. He was an all-star last year.
Yes.
Right? That's your favorite thing to go back to.
That's my go-to.
It is.
That is my go-to. That is my go-to.
He was an all-star, yeah.
Yes, that's my go-to.
And then what happened after the all-star game?
I'm just saying that he's an all-star. That's all.
He was an all-star.
He definitely was an all-star.
Yeah, he was selected to the all-star game.
Tobias Harris an all-star?
Tobias Harris is in the playoffs?
I haven't checked. I think the Pistons are in the playoffs.
How much does that hurt, though?
Because of Tobias Harris.
Well, no.
He's a part of that. He's part of the squad.
You are.
Well, he is.
You're sickening.
I guess he is a part of
it. Why am I
you're the biggest Bias Harris fan.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
This is actually a win for you.
I just find irony in the whole situation.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The numbers where his dad talked about
don't bring those up.
Okay, I'm on.
So you should be in the Raptors.
That was one of the most ridiculous moments in the history of our show.
No.
When you agreed with numbers on Tobias' credentials. Stop.
It's not like I agree with them. I understood.
Oh, you did.
Numbers don't lie.
They do sometimes.
And it is kind of ironic. I'm just saying. Like, we haven't checked the standings. Mm-hmm. But
I'm sure he just find it all fun and dandy.
That the Detroit's playing better since he's been there?
Well, they're a better team than the Sixers. He's outplayed Paul George. It's a big joke, yeah.
Man, I wasn't going to bring up the Paul George thing. But somebody gave the numbers of his contribution from the time that he was here last year,
yep.
Tobias. And Paul George's?
It's sickening.
Ooh.
It's sickening. Considering the money they spent on Paul George.
You might as well have kept. And at least Crumb Cookie played. He played.
Well, that he did.
He played. Yeah. Like, he didn't do a whole lot when he was out there.
He was out there.
He did post. He did show up every night. Meanwhile, Paul George has done a podcast and played.
He's dropping the podcast.
The best,
on being shut down. Yeah,
during the course of the season, to tell everybody you about to get ready for the season during the season. That's a lot.
Well, hold on. Now that he's shut down, is he going to go back to the podcast?
I would advise him not to if it was me. That's me.
You say just as a friend.
Yeah, as a friend, I would avoid that. 41 games this season for George, 16 points per game.
Nice.
I mean, it's as big of a disaster as you could have for a first year of a contract like this. Meanwhile, Quentin Grimes, who they found off the street, is dropping 40 points when he plays. 215-592-9494. Dave in Bent Salem is up talking Turner. And
hey,
Schwarber for the leadoff spot. What's up, Dave?
You guys are having a great time in spring training.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, we are having a nice time. Weather's perfect.
I love it, man. I cannot wait for our Philadelphia Phillies to start the 2025 season. Hopefully this is going to be the year for us.
Well, we're close, Dave. I mean, they've been close, and we're 9 days away from opening day here.
Without a doubt. And I know you guys are going back and forth, but this is my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. I think this is a make-and-break year for Trey Turner. I think you have to put him in the leadoff spot. I would put Bryson Stott second because it keeps Bryce Harper in the third spot where he's comfortable, and then you can get your power hitters with Schwarber, Cascais, and Bohm up after that. You gotta do small ball, Joe. You know that. You gotta have small ball in this game to get runs.
Mm-hmm. So you want Turner, Stott, Harper, Schwarber?
Yes, I definitely do because think about it. Trey and Bryson both have good speed. If they get on base, they can steal bases. They can move the runners, and then you get your power hitters up. They can get the runners in, and that's what I think they need to do. I just think they need to mix this lineup up because it really hasn't worked the last couple of years. You got to do something different.
So they might. I mean, and they're certainly playing. I mean, they're obviously projecting that way with Turner hitting leadoff as much as he had in the spring. Dave, my only issue with that one, and I like Stott, and I think he's going to bounce back this year, but that's three straight lefties, 2-3-4. You're going Stott, Harper, Schwarber. I mean, you're kind of inviting the other manager to bring a lefty in late in the game.
You agree with that, Joe, and they're going to have to maybe learn how to hit lefties. And, you know, I also want to send one more thing out to Brandon Graham. Whatever he decides at noon, whether it's going to be to stay or retire. I love him. He's going to go down as one of the best Eagles in Philadelphia Eagles history, and I love him with all my heart and thank him for everything he gave to this organization and to all of us fans.
No, there's no doubt. Dave, we appreciate the phone call. Yes, we will air the Brandon Graham press conference coming up at noon today.
He's going to be on time.
Is Brandon going to be on time?
Yeah.
Are we going to rip him if he's not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Might as well.
Well, we haven't ripped Brandon in a long time.
Hey, Brandon doesn't get ripped at all.
Well, no. Well, 10 years ago he did. Those days are long gone now. He's a franchise icon now. Yes.
He's an iconic figure. No question.
The Brandon Graham press conference. He has an announcement to make. We will air that live at 12. That is the time that he's scheduled. But I think he'll be on time.
Yeah.
Now, would Hugh Douglas be on time for his time press conference?
No. I'd probably milk that thing for as long as I could.
Do you remember how you retired?
Yeah. I said, I'm done.
But, like, was it, did you call them? They called you?
What happened was, what did I do? I got called in the office. Tom Hecker called and said, hey, bring your playbook.
So you were cut?
I was cut.
Okay.
And then I just retired. It wasn't no popping pageantry. It was just like, hey, I'm done.
So you didn't decide to try to keep going to another team?
Like, I was done. I was done.
And this was this summer 05?
This was right. This was during the season was about to start.
05?
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl.
Bowl. Was doing rehab. That's when they got Trent Cole. I saw my future when they got Trent. I was like, yeah, that cat about to take my job. I was like, it's a wrap. Had a nice run. And that was it. And I laid in the bed. I went to Atlanta for a little while. And I remember Howard Eskin calling and saying, hey, shout out to Howard. Hey, man, if you want to do radio, come back to Philly. And I thought about it for a little while. I was like, as well, I'm not doing nothing else. And that was kind of it.
So we blame Howard for what's become here?
Hey, man. He said, hey, I never forget. Hey, genius. If you want to do radio, you come back to Philly. And I was like, all right, then, cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to air this press conference today and listen to Brandon.
What he got to say?
Yeah, I mean, look, he wants to make an announcement. The Eagles are letting him do that. Here's what I'm sure of. It's going to be about whatever he's deciding for his future. I mean, you don't hold a press conference to say, hey, like, what's up, guys? Like, he has something on his mind he wants to talk about. We're going to air it at noon today. And, you know, wherever this goes, I imagine – like, first, I want to hear what he has to say. Because one thing that stands out is how long he's been here and how many games he has played in as an Eagle. We have never seen a player in an Eagles uniform play more games.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the longevity to play 200 games, first of all, in any NFL career, but in the same uniform, it's wild. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I've told Brandon on more than one occasion, you know, that I was proud of him. I know that might sound kind of weird, you know, because we both play in the NFL, but it's different because for me, you know, a lot of times as an elder statesman, you don't get a chance to praise like younger guys and admire their careers because you're the old head. But Brandon's seen a lot. And I posted that picture, how it started out for him, was oft injured his early years. A lot of people didn't believe in him. He was being labeled a bust. And he was able to stay with one team for 15 years. That right within itself is a huge accomplishment in this age. When you talk about free agency and not living up to the expectations and to be in a position in a city where they believed in you so much from the time that they drafted you, that you were able to wear just one uniform your whole entire career. That's one aspect of that when I look at him, that's very admirable. The second thing is that, buddy, you are part of some of the absolute greatest moments in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. You've been to 3 Super Bowls, bro. Like, most people would kill for that kind of career. You've won 2. I know people say, well, he won 2. I mean, I get that. But the fact, it's so hard to go to the Super Bowl for you to be in Philadelphia as long as you've been in Philadelphia and to go to 3, and you've seen so many different teams. You've been on so many different teams. You've been at when the city was been at its highest point, and you've been a part of it at its lowest point. And you've seen it all, and you got a lot to say about it. I can't wait to see what he's going to do next because, let's be honest, Brandon has he has the golden ticket. He's the kid that was on Willy Wonka. He can do whatever he wants to do. So I'm proud of him from that aspect too, man. It's just you've got a chance to live the type of career and have the type of career that most people that play in the NFL dream about. You know, we talk about Myles Garrett. and how much money he made and how he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I would venture to say that if he had to make a choice between having the career that he's having, which he's a Hall of Famer, or having the career that BG's had, that would be something that that would be a conversation.
Well, I would think that too. The Brandon Graham press conference is next. We'll air it its entirety, react immediately afterwards for live Philly spring training. Brandon Graham press conference next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball. For the first two rounds of the tournament, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you win a share of $1 million of bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. I think Michigan's going on in round one. That's my upset pick. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tourney. You can bet on everything from spreads to money line and team totals, plus so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything could happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.